Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.com. Thanks for listening.
Jimmy Hendrix bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Agent Customer, is agentcustomer.com. Having a great visit with Greg Cesara, CEO of Learned Leadership, and also is Director of Marketing at ShaleCrescentUSA.com. We're talking about some of the opportunity that's popping up all over the country to take advantage of the renewed development of natural gas, especially natural gas, across America. It's really changed the economy. It's changed geopolitics. There's no question it's held inflation down. Greg, what do you think?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, what a lot of folks don't realize is we always think of natural gas as a heating fuel. We know we use it to create electricity. But the biggest use of natural gas today is to make petrochemicals, which mm-hmm. are plastics, whether it's the carpet on your right. floor or the cell phone. And that's what's coming back to the United States
because the
market for plastics is global and mm-hmm. it's huge. The natural gas create pellets, and then the pellets go to local small businesses to create stuff like buckets and, you know, fibers,
yep.
carpets or whatever. But that's when we start creating that here, and that's what we're doing right now. We're growing that market. That's huge, and those are the kind of jobs that pay $90,000 to $100,000.
So what you're talking about then is with the proliferation of the availability of natural gas across regions, in different locations, different wellheads, so to speak. There's the capital investment of getting that oil out of the ground and getting it liquefied, getting it transported somehow or another. There's that capital investment. But then the more of that there is, and the closer it is to a place where a factory investment can be made, then that attracts factory investment. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Because previously what would happen, the Middle East would produce oil primarily and some gas, and it would go to, let's say, Japan. Well, Japan would turn that into plastics and products. Well, now we have wells that are huge, massive wells in the Northeast in the Ohio Valley. So what you have now, when we can make, and we're starting that, Shell's got a plant that's in under construction up in near Pittsburgh. When we can build those plants in the Ohio Valley, now the gas from the wells goes straight to these plants where they can begin to make
right.
the pellets that we can turn into products.
So you're not even talking about converting it. You're talking about the wellhead is so close to where the factory would be that they just pipe it over there.
You are spot on. Literally, the plants are next to the wells, for all intent and purpose, or a very short pipeline away. You're not talking about putting it on a ship. You're not putting it on a car.
What do you think is the endurance of some of this resources?
We're talking about hundreds of years,
really.
And I really say that in as an engineer and what's worked in the industry, because we're talking about huge wells, but we're talking about now as many as three or four reservoirs in these areas. So we're talking about not just one reservoir, but multiple reservoirs. That there's some of these wells that there'll be some of these pads that will have 18 wells on them, and they drill six of them, produce those, and maybe in another 20 years they can drill six more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the stuff that the whole free enterprise system, American ingenuity and creativity and armed technology is allowing this to happen, and that's why we've got Chinese looking at us. We've
Look at all the advantages of just freeing up this natural gas. We got local investment in the actual extraction of the gas. We got local investment in the construction and the build up of factories that can take advantage of this. We've got the export ability, the self determination from a petroleum standpoint, from an energy standpoint of America. The exporting of this, which helps our balance of trade, bringing jobs back from foreign markets, changes not only puts money back in our pockets that was going overseas, but it also helps to reset the balance of trade. And then you've got the geopolitical issue. This thing just keeps on giving, doesn't it?
It's a win-win-win-win-win. And can you imagine the Saudis now? I was at a conference a few months ago. They're not sending us oil. They're sending us their money because they want to invest here.
Now, right. They know they've got to diversify, incredible. Don't they?
Yes, they really are. So, and I'd much rather take their money than their oil.
Right.
Same for us. But, and these construction jobs, the Shell factory, this cracker they're building up in Pittsburgh.
Right.
6,000 construction jobs we're talking about.
Wow.
Pipe fitters, we're talking about welders, we're talking about earth-moving folks, we're talking about carpenters, we're talking about, and our challenge, we've got to begin to develop skilled trades. That's got to happen now. That's important.
Hey Greg, I need your website, please.
Again, shellcrescentusa.com.
Okay. Hey, Greg, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, I'm Jim. Love talking to you.
Greg Kuczera, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. He always gives us a good report. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.